Welcome to this summary edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is August 14, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. National Australia Bank backs UK property finance platform LendInvest. Allied Payment Network, Mahalo Technologies partner for digital payment tools. Nigeria, Interswitch, Paga adopt open banking. Repay, Visa Canada to expand online payment acceptance in Canada. Splitit partners Ableton for installment payment solution. Reserve Bank of India publishes framework for regulatory sandbox. SIBS launches open API platform in Portugal. Tandem Bank announces crowd-designed mortgage. FCA agrees on 18-month plan for SCA implementation. SoftBank's new operating group encourages startup collaborations. Colleen Taylor to lead Wells Fargo Merchant Services. Biz2 credit to spend $10 million on staff training. New Zealand paves way for crypto payroll. Stripe adds Grover as B2B export platform to partner program. CabCharge digitizes taxi receipts in SAP Concur. Bento launches email-powered B2B invoices. Amex GBT broadens Middle East footprint. Banco Galicia implements Strands PFM. Finleap forms new business unit, Finleap Connect. Barclays releases 100,000 for unsecured SME lending through app and online banking. In banking, the line between SMB and consumer can blur. Handling unstructured data in procure to pay. That's all for today. If you want to listen to the detailed news, you can select the next episode of our podcast. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.